Hi, this is Wiretap's Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
All right. Yes. That was Hooves with their song Moves Like Caddy. I think it's called Moves Like Caddy. Katie? Probably Caddy. Two T's. Hard to know. They're a new band featuring some CITR members. Josefa, Zara, Paulette, and one other lady whose name I can't remember. But great band. Hooves. Look for more action on that the Hooves front. Soon, they've been in the studio recording music. Great stuff. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, an interview with, or a phoner kind of thing with John from Slow Learners. They're going to be releasing a 7-inch this Friday, tomorrow. So he's going to call in and we're going to chat about it. It'll be fun. That's coming up in a few minutes. And to preview that show, I'm going to start off with a couple of bands that Slow Learners are playing with. I'm very excited that Open Relationship from Victoria are coming over. I've never seen them. I know people that have said they are an amazing live band. So we're going to give a listen to their song, Teen Sex Party. Very appropriate here on this Valentine's Day. I hope you're all having a sex party. I don't know. No, I don't, actually. Just have fun. Do whatever you need to do, or not. And then after that, we're going to hear Needles Pins also playing with Open Relationship and Slow Learners tomorrow night at Antisocial. Hopefully, when I next speak to you, I'll be interviewing John from Slow Learners. Here we go. Here is Open Relationship from the EP Born Weird. This is Teen Sex Party. Okay, yeah, that was Needles Pins from their record, or their seven, or yeah, single, Drop It, with California is the B-side, from a couple of years ago, Needles Pins, and before that we heard Open Relationship from, well, this is kind of sounding weird, Open Relationship from their EP, Born Weird, released late last year, and both of those bands are going to be playing with Slow Learners tomorrow night at Antisocial, SketchUp. And on the phone, we have John from Slow Learners. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Oh, I'm okay. I just woke up, but, you know, good otherwise.
No problem. Thanks for making it. So, big show tomorrow night. It's very exciting.
Yeah. We're stoked, man. I think it's going to be fun.
So what, what's your friendship with, Needles Pins? You have a bit of a friendship going on for a couple of years now with them?
Yeah, we actually played our first show ever with them. It was on Canada Day a few years back, and it was at Antisocial as well.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, we've played a few times together over the years, and every time we play a show together, it always kind of rules for both of us, I think. And,
yeah.
So it's. I think we have a pretty solid friendship with that band. They even put out our first recording, our first 7-inch that we did.
Right. So on Scumbuzz, is that right?
That's their little label. They did like a Young Mums tape as well, I believe.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah. No, they're great. Good peeps, man. For sure.
And then, do you know Open Relationship very well?
Not super well, but mm-hmm. we played a show with them back in May. We went out to, Victoria with another Vancouver band, Hole in My Head, and a great punk band from Portland called Mean Jeans.
Oh, cool. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Mean Jeans. So we met them that way and they're great. Like,
yeah.
I like them. They remind me of like the Raincoats on methamphetamine.
Awesome. And so you're playing here on Friday and then going over to Victoria the next night.
That's correct.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're doing a little record store gig in Victoria the next night. So
cool.
Yeah, for sure.
So
we're also playing this thing called a Hootenanny on Sunday in Victoria.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's at Logan's, I think.
Okay, cool. Is that a matinee
show?
A whole bunch of bands playing or that kind of thing?
I don't know. I think it's like I think it's like an open mic kind of thing that Carolyn's
Carolyn Mark.
Yeah, Carolyn Mark. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
She does it. She hosts it, so.
Fun.
So we're going to check that out.
Nice.
Yeah.
So tell me about this new record. It's been a year since the grocery store came out, and then this is your new record. So tell me about it.
Basically, we recorded it last spring with Joshua Wells from Black Mountain and Lightning Dust.
Right.
And, yeah, I don't know. It was just like a pretty quick kind of session, but we had a lot of fun doing it. And kind of I sing a lot of the tunes, but Sean also sings a couple, and this is kind of the first time that he's been on a record with us. So yeah, it's cool. I don't know. I don't know what else I can say, really.
And so Habit is a pretty mellow track by your standards, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it is for sure. I don't know. Like, I obviously, I think we're influenced by a lot of 90s bands. It's kind of an obvious thing for us. And I don't know. I think that, like, I like being in a band where I can kind of do a few different things, you know, and sonically not just be so sort of like streamlined, which I find a lot of music is these days.
Sure, yeah.
And it's definitely mellower, but I don't know. I think it kind of makes sense within the context of the rest of the stuff we've done and are doing. We actually recorded an EP recently with Jesse Gander.
Okay, yeah.
And I think I think it's also tough when you're doing a 7-inch you get two songs and
yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's hard to. I think it's sometimes difficult to get a sense of everything that a band is doing in such a short format. But
of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are putting it out on your own label this time?
Yeah, Master? I started a label with my friend Kevin Romaniak, called Perfect Master Records.
Cool.
And he's quite a talented guy. He's a co-founder of this website called The Acid Sweat Lodge.
Hmm.
And it's a great, great website, and I highly recommend people check it out.
Sweat Lodge. Cool. I will check that out.
Sounds good. It's like lots of cool, like old Americana, like biker photos and stuff from the late 70s and early 80s.
Awesome.
Lots of people just partying. partying. I don't know. Whenever I'm kind of bummed on humans, I kind of like to go on it, and it gets me back on.
Pick me up. Yeah.
Yeah,
good.
Totally.
And the there's a video for Party Police that ties into the cover art that you have for the 7-inch. And why don't you tell people what inspired that and how that came to be?
What it is, the cover of our 7-inch, and I guess the music video as well, it's a like early 80s hard rock compilation with like Motorhead and Girl School and Uriah Heep and stuff like that. And that was kind of Kevin's idea. He just really, really liked the album cover. So we decided to do, just a recreation or an homage to that.
Yeah.
And but he built like the room that you're seeing in the shot is actually like it's in an art studio, and he just built a corner wall, so it's actually totally a built like set.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's pretty elaborate for a photograph. And, we were like, this looks so cool and it's fun to hang out in this weird little room. So we should just, make a video. And
guys drink all those beers that are
yeah, well, over the evening.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, and I was a little like hesitant to make a music video because if we were going to do a music video, I kind of wanted it to be like, I didn't want to be in it. I had said at first, but I think like, I don't know, the way it is, we don't really, it's pretty minimalistic and kind of interesting, so I like it.
Yeah, no, when I found out about the your 7-inch record cover art, I saw the video first, and then I found out the story about A Quiet Night
Right,
and
right.
Reference. It, like, oh, the video's great. Like, it's a perfect companion to the
The
song.
Cool.
I think it really worked out well.
Cool.
So speaking of, that was kind of a hardcore comp from early, you have a hardcore background yourself. You're in another band
as well? Yeah, I'm in a band that isn't extremely active these days, but it's a good band nonetheless. It's called Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean is actually in a great band called Baptist, who have a new record coming out very soon on Southern Lord Records.
Whoa, Southern Lord?
Yeah, which is
cool.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Penny's been in loads of bands too over the years. She's a bit of a badass rocker.
cool.
Yeah, for sure. But that Slow Learners is definitely our pop centered kind of project, I would say.
Yeah, it must be nice to have a chance to mix it up and do the kind of pop stuff from the regimented hardcore stuff. That's a bit more.
Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I love music of all kinds.
Right.
Really, it's nice creatively to sort of, you know, flex different muscles or whatever.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you recorded this EP. Any plans to, do you guys know kind of when you might put that out?
I don't know. We're really focused on the 7-inch
sure.
right now.
Yeah,
I'd like to, I really don't have any idea of when that's going to come out.
Sure.
I'm really happy with it. I think it sounds great. And I think people are going to enjoy it when it does come out. But, we're kind of just mainly focused on our current release.
First things first.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, party tomorrow night at Antisocial Skateboard Shop. Anything people need to know about that? Are there tickets in advance? Or
there's no tickets in advance, but try to get there, you know, by 9.
Yeah.
It's like, I know in Vancouver there's like this whole thing, or maybe in many other cities, to be kind of fashionably late for shows and stuff, and that place has, you know, people living above it, and there's a lot of reasons to sort of show up on time for that one. And Needles Pins are going to play first, and you don't want to miss that.
Yeah. What time are they on at? Do you know, roughly?
Probably around 9, I would say.
Yeah. Don't snooze. Get down there on time.
Exactly.
anything else you'd like to add? Your records, I saw Neptune is sold out, so you're going to get some more records over there soon, and other record stores
can,
have
the
record.
Yeah, you can get a record in pretty much all the record shops in town right now.
Awesome.
You can order it from perfectmasterrecords.com if you don't live in Vancouver, but I don't have too much else. Thanks for talking to me.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for calling in. I love the record, and stoked for the show tomorrow night.
Cool, man.
Cool. Well, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. So this is Party Police from the new 7-inch by Slow Learners. And if you get a chance to check out the video, it's pretty fantastic. So you can find that online. Here we go. Party Police. by Slow Learners.
We'll be right back. Honorable Emery Barnes was first elected NDP MLA in 1972 and subsequently re-elected four consecutive times. In 1991, he was appointed Deputy Speaker, and in 1994 became the first Speaker in British Columbia to be elected by a secret ballot of his peers. He was also the first Black person to hold this position in any Canadian province. A member of the opposition party remarked, "Your personal dignity, honor, and integrity are beyond question and reproach, and you are a most fit individual to sit in this very important position as Speaker." The main focus of his life and career was helping the disadvantaged in society, with strong emphasis on social justice, poverty, worldwide human rights, and world peace. He was active in developing awareness of Black history in BC and furthering the principles of multiculturalism, particularly in the public sector. Barnes was appointed to the Order of British Columbia in 1995.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
The World of Wine is back in town for the 35th annual Vancouver International Wine Festival, February 25th to March 3rd. 55 amazing events featuring 175 wineries from 15 countries. Don't miss the latest and greatest vintages. Tickets on sale now at vanwinefest.ca.
Hey, that was the Shilohs from their forthcoming album to be released tomorrow called So Wild. That was the song Get Ready Now. Fantastic stuff. Their record is coming out on Light Organ Records. They're doing a release party at the Anza Club tomorrow night. Should be very fun. Before that, we heard two songs from Slow Learners, the song Party Police from their brand new 7-inch called Habit. I think Party Police is the A-side. And then before that, we heard Grocery Store, the A-side from their 7-inch from last year. That is Slow Learners, releasing their album Antisocial tomorrow night with Needles Pins and Open Relationship. It'll be a very fun night, and Needles and Pins are on at like 9. So, like John said, don't snooze on it. I said that. But anyways, just get down there by 9 or so that you don't miss anything. It'll be really fun. Thanks again to John for calling in. Appreciate it. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, here we go. Unknown Mortal Orchestra have a new album out. It's called 2, and they're going to be in town in March. So we're going to give a listen to the song So Good at Being in Trouble. Here is Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
It makes you feel fine. You can scream. Yeah.
All right, so that was Teen from their pretty new album. It's called In Limbo, and that was the song Better. Good stuff.
Hey, yep. Duncan.
Hey, how's it going, Ryan?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have you had a successful Valentine's Day thus far?
Well, I got 2 hours of sleep and then took 2 exams.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
that's right.
Now I'm spending the rest of my Valentine's Day with the woman who means the most to me in the world, craft beer.
She is a fickle mistress.
Yes, that crafts absolutely. Beer.
That sounds great. Yeah, I'm in class till 9. I work
Party.
Until 6 and then class till 9. So it's a pretty hot Valentine's Day over here.
Absolutely.
As well. Yeah. Before Teen, we heard LA's Foxygen from their new album, We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Love and Peace or something. I don't know. iTunes cuts off where I don't see it.
Foxygen's quite a nice name.
Foxygen. I like it. Yeah. So that was the song, Oh Yeah, sort of a combo between Management and Bee Gees, if that can be done.
Oh,
the BGMT. Yeah. I was thinking that over in bed at night, like, how do I make that? Yeah.
Are these romantically themed?
Not
songs
really.
Anyway,
no, I've got one kind of romantic song at the end.
Okay.
But everything else, I've just tried
the
to
climax.
Keep it, play it straight. I did send an R. Kelly Valentine to Color Yourself Valentine to my sweetheart this morning. Yeah.
Nice. Nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
No, sir. It was from the Rap Coloring Book. Do you know that
website?
Oh,
I do have one of those.
Yeah.
I think I have the Notorious B.I.G. one or something.
A lot of red.
Yeah.
Before Foxygen, we heard Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Both Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Foxygen are playing together March 23rd at the Media Club. That'll be a very hot show. Yeah. All right. Up next, we're going to hear some Warm Soda. They have a brand new record out. I've ordered it. It hasn't arrived yet, but I'm hoping it comes soon because I can't wait to listen to it. So the title track is called Someone For You, so we're going to give that a listen, and then we're going to listen to their label mates, the OCs, who, of course, have another record out. It's called Floating Coffin. It's coming out later this year. And we're going to hear the closer track off of that called Minotaur. Did you know the OCs?
I don't.
They put out a record every couple months. It's crazy.
Awesome.
It's impossible
Good
to come
them.
Up with. I mean, great for them. So prolific. They have their own record label now. They just do it all the like just
yeah, just cranking them
full
out.
Full on.
Yeah.
But
like it's always Valentine's Day.
Like it's always Valentine's Day. Okay, here is a Warm Soda with Someone For You.
There will always be someone for you. There will always
March 2nd to the 23rd, the 2013 Vancouver International Dance Festival invites you to experience the kinetic simulation of contemporary dance. Delivered to you on stages throughout Vancouver by outstanding dance artists from New Zealand, Denmark, Switzerland, Zimbabwe, Mexico, Malaysia, Korea, Montreal, and Vancouver. Information and tickets are available online at www.vidf.ca or through our box office at 604-662-4966.
April 6th at the Vogue Theater, Golden Voice presents Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with special guest Basha Bulut. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. and available online at www.northerntickets.com or call 604-569-1144. Tickets are also available at the Northern Tickets box office.
We go down with the dew.
I'm getting paid. La 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 la.
All right. That was the OCs from their forthcoming album, Floating Coffin, coming out in a couple months. That was the song Minotaur, the closer from the album. Pretty good stuff.
Pretty darn neat.
Dr. Dog mixed with...
Of Montreal,
of
I think.
Montreal, I feel yeah. that. Yeah, yeah. Good. And then before that, we heard Warm Soda, the title track from their new LP called Someone For You. Unfortunately, Warm Soda not coming up north of the border, so they say. They're just going to make
Ever?
It to Seattle. They played at 4 a.m. during the Fall Down, Get Down festival in November, and I just couldn't do it. One of the last shows at Glen 360, but 4 a.m. I just thought about what it was going to be like on the other side of that.
Was that the Halloween
It was, no, it was after Halloween. It was like a couple days after Halloween. Yeah, yeah. All right, that's going to do it. Happy Valentine's Day, Ryan.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, Carawandum.
Carawandum.
Wear a condom.
Oh, okay. Pig Latin.
And a beet celt.
I haven't spoken Pig Latin in a long time. And you're on reading break now.
I am.
Have a blast.
I'm on vacation.
Cancun is so nice this time of
it
year.
It is.
You're gonna have
I just
a great
can't
time.
Wait. West t-shirt concerts, tequila, and sitting in my room alone weeping.
It's the best. Yeah. The best. All right. Going to close out with a cover of My Funny Valentine by the one and only Sean Mrazek. Sean Mrazek, drummer about town, currently in the Evaporators, in a bunch of other bands. He has his second solo album coming out in April, April 1st. It's called Thought He Was Dead. His solo project is called Sean Mrazek Lives. The album's called Thought He Was Dead. And so we're going to hear My Funny Valentine. It'll be a nice way to close the show out. He lives. He's a great guy. He's a hell of a dad. He's got
a
whole brood of kids.
Do you compete with him in
all
your,
the time? And
dadness?
I fail every time. He's just so much better in every respect. And he's a handsome man. Yeah, great drummer. Very personable.
Good.
Lots of friends.
And just, stay tuned as well.
So hard
for what? It's not the EB Radio Show, is it anymore?
Evan's Definition Soundwave.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that coming right cooler. Up. The longer we talk, the more we eat into his time. But stay tuned for that. It's going to come up any second. It's going to have a great top five list. It's going to be great. Okay, here we go. Here's Sean Mrazek. See you next week.
My Funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine. Smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable. They're unphotographable. And yet you're my favorite work of art. And your figure less than Greek. Does your mouth feel a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. And not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Valentine's Day. Each day is Valentine's. Each day is Valentine's Day. My funny Valentine. My sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my.
Welcome back. This is Definition Soundwave, hosted by Evan Brow out of Vancouver, British Columbia. This week's show is completely Sasquatch Music Festival themed, which is out of the Gorge in Washington State.